all today. They say, Michael, don't throw it all away. And my reply was, there's more on the way. When I said it, I was walking in the rain.
Shot the deer, smoke the spliff with the Swiss chocolatier. Tap your pocket, flossing. Out in Florence with a Saint-Tropez model and an ounce of orange. Tax dodging, smoking that Moroccan. In the trap cropping, bag of man coaching. Next week I'm out in France yachting. $2,000 in my back pocket, cop this on the black market. Gourmet dish, I covered all bases. County court cases, I caught a case at the horse races. Tom Ford framing, hopping off the boat blazing. Blood address for the occasion, the shrimp's Cajun, my chef's Asian. I pop a quaalude and feel famous. My side chick sniffs at the situation. Sniffed the Ronald Reagan off the invitation. Freemason, free basin, free agent. Out of reach, spend a week at the presidential suite with a freak playing. Laying in the cut like we DJing. I pay attention to the detailing. I'm all over my Anna Kournikova. I had to call her over. Casanova. Pop the cork on the four poster. Score a goal like Zola and take home the Gorgonzola. Gorbachev chop the Yola. Roll the Utopia. Black bottle Remy at the Grosvenor.
All right. Hello and welcome to another edition of The Other Note. Now, this is also going to be, I guess, the first official thought out crossover of the other extra tonal note.
Other extra tonal note.
Yeah, I think that's what we're calling it. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Coquitlam people here in Burnaby, or on Burnaby Mountain. And as part of this first official and thought out, because normally we're just hanging out instead of thinking about anything, we have decided to do a special show on harpists or harp players in music, right?
Harpies!
And so we had hoped that we'd be able to find, like, not just women playing harp, but it's not that we have a problem with women. It's just, you know, it feels kind of cliche when it's always just women playing harp, because also there are men who play harp. But say for one, it is all women.
You know what's hilarious is, like, so I've gone to conservatory. I've been in classical music schools and what have you. I can't think of a single male harpist I've ever met.
I feel like it's probably one of those things where, you know what, actually, I'm going to call an audible, and I'm actually going to play the male harpist that I know, because we've already started talking about it.
Yeah.
So the thing is, this guy, he's actually the son of my elementary school fifth grade teacher.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Larry Lane. That was my my teacher back in the day. And I still email Larry Lane every once in a while, because he's a really nice guy who just wants to know that I'm doing all right in my life.
No, that's nice. Fifth grade teacher still keeping in touch. That's nigh unheard of.
Exactly. So we are doing this audible, and we're going to play, first and foremost, Poor Wayfaring Stranger by Josh Lane. If I remember correctly, he used to teach harp and some other things at the Victoria Conservatory of Music. And I think he does still teach, but I'm not sure exactly what and if it's still in Victoria. But anyways, we are doing this audible by starting with Poor Wayfaring Stranger, if I can learn to speak English, by Josh Lane on the other extra tonal note. Well,
thank you.
you just heard Poor Wayfaring Stranger by Josh Lane. Tell me what you were thinking about that.
Well, I mean, you said my exact thoughts just as... Oh, yeah.
There we go. Now I can speak.
Sorry.
Yeah, you said my exact thoughts. It's like, wow, what a big difference between this and...
the previous hip-hop for the past 2 hours, yeah.
Right, Hard Body Supreme, like, ba-da-ba-dang!
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
I can't think of how further opposite a field we could have gone. But no, it was nice. It's very, like, Celtic, and it's got all that good stuff going for it. So
yeah, it's like, it's a weird thing because, like, I always think of the harp as being such, like, a serene and peaceful, but also, like, medieval.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've never seen, like, a movie or like, a show where they weren't trying to say it's the medieval time that didn't include immediately a harp.
Or, like, some kind of fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So, I think it's, like, supposed to be the sound that every elf, you know? Like,
yeah.
If the elfin character appears, it's immediately a harp.
Yeah. Or, Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank on, like, Lord of the Rings, but there was... he did the whole orchestral treatment, so there's strings and horns and stuff. But, yeah, it's very, like, serene, otherworldly, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas you get to, like, the men on horses, and it's all like... Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. No, that's totally true. But with that, we're going to go to Dorothy Ashby. Have you ever heard of Dorothy Ashby?
I have not.
So... Dorothy Ashby was, I think that she legitimately was the first woman harpist in jazz, the first jazz harpist, any gender.
Mm-hmm.
And she does like this very cool, it's like fusion jazz, but it's also a lot of like soul jazz and jazz funk on harp, which is like a very interesting thing. I'd never, like, I remember the first time I'd heard some of her music. Like, actually, I think Come Live With Me was the first song of hers that I'd ever heard. It's off the album Afro Harping, which is, like, a fantastic name for just, like, a cool avant jazz. Oh, I guess it wasn't really avant. But anyways, it's a cool jazz thing. And, I just remember being like, oh, this is, like, such an interesting thing to add to jazz, but also like this type of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So before we actually play it, like, how do you imagine that it might sound given my description thus far?
I mean, I'm thinking that there's going to be some atypical harp treatment. Like, usually they go for the clean plucks and the glissandi and stuff like that, but I mean, there's a lot of more modern stuff where you even get kind of like a slap tone out of hitting the strings with your thumb and like hard stops and banging on it and stuff like that. And then the tuning is what I'm kind of interested about, because retuning a harp is so tricky. Like, they've got all those pedals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to change keys, you have to hit like a bunch of different pedals.
Interesting.
And so I'm wondering, is she going to default to sticking to just like relative keys, or is she gonna like get on those pedals and change the tuning real quick?
I do think in some of the songs I can hear her step on the pedals. I don't know if that'll come across as clearly now, but I'm very curious to hear what you have to say on the other side.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wait, one question though: is it her solo or is she playing?
No,
with a band?
It's with a band.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool.
So, and it's very clearly like a jazz, like a soul jazz or jazz funk band.
All right, nice.
And it's it's gonna be a lot of fun, I think, for everyone listening. So first, we're gonna play "Come Live With Me." Then we're going to play The Windmills of Your Mind. And then she does this very cool cover of By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So this is Dorothy Ashby on the other note / the other extra tonal note. I don't think I
extra other know. Tonal note? Other extra tonal note?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we tell Jesse what it was and he put it on the wall? We should check that out later.
Yeah, well maybe one of us will run out there and figure it out. All right. Listen to this while we sort out our who we are.
Heck yeah.
Oh. Thank you. night. You are back on the other extra tonal note, or was it the extra other tonal note?
Honestly, I like other extra tonal note better.
I think I agree with you. So we just heard three songs by Dorothy Ashby. We just last heard By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Before that, we heard The Windmills of Your Mind. And then we started the trio off with Come Live With Me. And we were talking about, first and foremost, how interesting it is to hear harp over soul jazz. But then we started talking about the rhythm section. Specifically, we were talking about the bassist and the drummer.
Man, those guys are tight. And they just would not let up. They're like, you are not going to sit there. You're not sitting still.
Yeah.
Move.
And that was the thing. That's one of the things that I really love about soul jazz. Mm. Like, it's so danceable in this very different way from other types of, you know, jazz music, or even in a different way that's danceable from like soul music.
Yeah, it's like getting real close to funk,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. No, like, yeah, like I was saying, I think at the start of where I said it was like in between like soul jazz and then like jazz funk. And it's not as, like, some jazz funk is, I don't want to say harder per se, but it's like more energetic and like much more. It's not the same as something like Earth, Wind, and Fire, but it's definitely more energetic than something like this, but in a different way.
Yeah,
not
that
that's low energy, but.
No, this is super chill. Like, I really liked how the harp kind of cut through the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that second song was a dancing, or the windmills.
Yeah, the windmills of your mind.
Yeah, windmills of your mind. That one was like, that was the perfect blend, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I thought was like a little, like, the harp didn't fit perfectly.
Interesting.
Like, it was a good song. I liked it, but it's like, it just didn't feel like it was sitting properly.
Interesting.
And that last song, like, using the harp to cover melody lines of a single note is kind of rough because it's got such a fast decay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, no, I liked it. I mean, that the rhythm section in that last song really kicked it. And then, like, when the winds came in and the strings came in, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was the thing. Yeah, that was definitely the thing that we both, like, noticed. We were like, oh, like, what are those little, like, winds or, like, flute stabs or whatever
like,
it was going to be? Yeah.
Beep.
It's cool. It was reminding me a little bit, and I hadn't made this connection before, but a little bit later on in the 70s, there was Willie Hutch, who is, like, a super awesome funk, and he did a lot of two or three blaxploitation movies. He did the soundtracks for them, and they're super awesome. And I was just kind of like, he does a lot of arrangements on his own also that were including wind instruments and strings. And I don't, like, I'm pretty sure that is before Willie Hutch, but it kind of had a similar feel to it.
No, those arrangements were awesome.
They, like, were.
Oh, my God. You said she was working with Stevie Wonder at the time?
Yes. So let me get back on the Google machine here. And the reason that we were talking about this was we were trying to figure out, like, the personnel. And for whatever reason, you just cannot find any of this information.
That's a crime.
It is. It's absolutely a crime.
Such a crime.
So this was those last two songs came off of the same album, Dorothy's Harp, and that album was released in 1969, and it's a few years, according to Wikipedia, a few years after releasing Dorothy's Harp, she started working with Stevie Wonder. So I guess that came then she was started working with Stevie Wonder.
I can see why.
Stevie would have been, so Stevie, if I remember correctly, he was discovered by Berry Gordy in the 50s as an 11-year-old. So he would have been like late 20s, maybe mid to late 20s by that time.
Yeah, pushing 30.
Yeah. So anyways, we are going to go on to some more jazz harp. These next two songs are super modern. They're within the past like 3 years. I think both of these are brand new songs. But they're a lot more, they don't feel or sound nostalgic, but they have a very cool and intricate, and I can't really quite describe it yet, sound. If you've ever listened to the Budos Band.
Nope.
Oh, man. One of these days I'm going to make sure I play you some Budos Band. They're great.
Nice.
These guys, both of these songs have some of the same feeling to them. Budos Band, they are so like, it is, what is it? What is the name of the Daptone Records?
Okay.
So Daptone Records is the main record label. The Budos Band is kind of like their house band. And then all of the permutations of artists on the Daptones record label have used people from the Budos Band in one format or another. So you have Sharon Jones. You have, oh man, now I can't even remember.
Who doesn't have the personnel track list now?
I know. This is the joy of the extra other tonal note. We don't know what we're called and we can't remember anything.
Yeah, man. Well, it's Wednesday. Yeah. If anybody is like not fried on Wednesday, I want their magic sauce.
Yeah. All right. Enough of me trying to remember random things. We're first going to play Flower Rain by Gianni Brezzo. Brezzo? I'm not sure. Then we're going to have Mamone by Rachel Kichlu featuring SFJ Sholto, and I think that's David Barry. You are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM.